ויוקום מלך קדוש על מצרים אשר לא יודע את יוסף. יוסף came down to Mitzrayim. We all know the story. He was put into jail, and how to get out. He interpreted the dreams for Paro. And through this, he ended up saving all of Mitzrayim and making Mitzrayim into a massive, massive empire, making a lot of money. And Paro had no choice, because the Maaseh, he was the only one that was able to do this. Paro had no choice but to make him the Mishnah LeMelech. Then the Maaseh Mitzrayim got through it. They got through the years of Rav, starvation. Yaakov even came down and stopped. That was Nifter. Yosef was Nifter. All the Shvatim were Nifter. Now, comes along by Yaakov Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim Asher lo yoda es Yosef. And a new king, he didn't know Yosef. Says Rashi by Yaakov Melech Chodosh, Rashi brings Chazal, Rabin Shmuel, Machlokes. One says it was Mamish HaMelech Chodosh, and one says that he was Nischatshu Gzeroysov. It wasn't the Melech Chodosh, but he made his new Gzeris in it. Asher lo yoda, didn't know Yosef. Osa Atzma Ke'ilu lo yoda. He made Ke'ilu he didn't know Yosef. Rashi's comment about Rav Meshaila, right? Because the Maisa, all of Mitzrayim knew Yosef. Pashtus, the whole world knew Yosef. Because there's a new king, he doesn't know Yosef. So I feel according to the Manda Omar, that it was really a new king, but it can't be that he didn't know Yosef. Manda Shalu was the old king, he knew Yosef, right? And if it was the new king, it can't be he didn't know Yosef. Also, Atzmo Ki'ilu Lo Yoda. He made Ki'ilu he didn't know Yosef. Why? Because he was in the Schachuk Zeroysof. Vayoymer Al Amoy. His mashma is because he didn't know Yosef. Now he came along, now he was able to come along and make new gzeiros and put Klal Yisrael into Meshabat Klal Yisrael. Now he was able to put Klal Yisrael into slavery. Listen, we're talking about Paro. Paro, the king of the Egyptians, the Mitzvah. The only reason why he had to be nice to Yosef and make Yosef Mishnah Melech. He needs Yosef. Yosef had things against him, right? He knew, he didn't really know all the languages. Yosef was on top of Barab Etzen. Barab was Meshuvah to Yosef. He had to be nice to Yosef, right? Now, Yosef's out of the picture. All the Shvayakov, you know, all the Shvatim, the starvation's over, there's no more Rav. Let's get on with life. Has been Yosef or not? Now I'm Paro. You know, I'm Meshavet the Yidden. I want to put the Yidden into slavery. What does he have to make Ke'ilu? He doesn't know Yosef. I know Yosef. Those days are behind us, and now everybody's saying, "Nuk Zeris, the Yidden, the Yidden are our body." What do you have to come on to this? I should be your dad's Yosef. Grace in you. Very good, you said. That everyone comes back to the Maaseh in these parashiyos. It's a big lesson, big nekuda. What it is to be, not stam, a yid, a mensch. You know, that the Maaseh, what Medrash says, what happened was, the Mitzvah came to Paro. They didn't like the Yid. They never liked the Yid. They never liked Yosef. He used to tell Paro, what are you doing? What are you making him buy? He's a choice. This guy does. He knows more than me. He look at him. He's poshut. We have brocha from him. We need him. Right? Paro told the Mitzvah also to save food. Their food rot. Yosef's food didn't rot. We tried everything. Without him, we can't survive. We need him. The Mitzvah came to Paro after Yosef was was Yosef and all the Shvatim and Nifte, and they said, "No, Klal Yisrael is a big problem for us." The power of the Maaseh wasn't asking. I said, we can't be that nice to them. So what did they do? They took power off the throne. Doing well. So that guy wasn't willing to give up already, so he came back, and now he was in Chadish Pzei Yosef. That's an act. One. Again, what's the power? What's that? This power likes to eat. Beside we see, that's in by Moshe Rabbeinu. We all know Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do the two first makas. Why? Because they had to do with the mai, the water. He couldn't strike the water to make a dam, and he couldn't strike the water to make the tzvadeya come out. Why? There it is. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was saved through the water. When he went to the table in the mind saved. And that's a Kor Satoiv, he couldn't hit the water. Bati, we understand. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kor Satoiv. The Bati, saved Moshe Rabbeinu. We all had a Kor Satoiv. Bati was saved from all the Marcus. Bati went out with Klal Yisrael. It's brought down, she was one of the only people that never, with Eliyahu Hanavi, Pinchos, they were Serach, seven people that were never, ever nifter, be'etzim, they went to Ilam Hava with their goof. I think Bati was one of them, no mistake. Tremendous occurs a third, we have the Bati. Okay, say that, person. She saved, the leader of Klal Yisrael. Mayim, water. Occurs a third. Occurs a third is a great scene. You see it over and over again, the Maaseh, that was the midah that Klal Yisrael had by Moshe Rabbeinu. See, by Reuven. Why was Reuven the one who wanted to save Yosef? Reuven wanted to save Yosef from all the shvatim, right? Why was Reuven the one who wanted to save Yosef? Because Yosef, when he had his dream, he said there were 11 bowing to him. What do you mean 11? 11 of the shvatim means even though Reuven sinned, Reuven was a chait, he was always afraid, right, that he wasn't counted anymore as the shvatim. Yosef counted him as in his dream of the shvatim. Yosef wasn't in control of his dreams. He was in control of his dream. Yosef, he counted him, honored me, he counted me. With the rest of the brothers, he had a curse that told him to save his life. And Yosef was in charge of you. Who gave him a dream? Rabbi gave him a dream. You're in charge of you. Maybe some people are in control of the dreams. I don't know about that. What's this Indian a curse that told you? Water, dreams. Enough, right? Chaim Shulevitz brings Chazal, say. Once a person, he was bitten by a snake, an orod, and he ran to the mine, right? The orod is the thing, whoever gets first to the water, it's safe. If the snake gets first to the water, so the poison is going to kill him. If you get first to the water, then you heal. So he ran quick to the water, and he put his foot in the water, and he saw when he got to the water, there was a baby there, a little kid that was drowning, couldn't swim. And he saved the kid. The kid said to him, "Wow, I owe my curse, I owe my life." He said to him, "Don't thank me, just I will thank the other that bit me. Not for him, I wouldn't be in the water. But the other snake didn't save my life." This is go by Paro, Afilu Paro, the Melech from the Mitzvah. Paro understood, he couldn't do this to Klal Yisrael, unless he made himself kill, lo yodas Yosef, Chais Yosef, I remember Zvena, Mensh, oh yeah, he lived next door to me, Chais Yosef. But Kol Zman, he remembered you, he had to look you in the face and say, "Hey Yosef," he couldn't do this. He wouldn't be over this in you. Not just the Yosef, but all of him. The Mitzvah. Go here. Rav Melech. That's Malchus. Can he stay a Melech without a Korosatoy? I told Rav Rudin one time. I said to him, didn't realize he has to be careful. Do someone a favor, you know, they come. If you let someone do something to you, so they come back to you. You know, a few years later, you remember I did you a favor. Ready to return the favor. A person can't look someone in the eye. Mensch! Now, by Eden, it's all about but all Eden. Even the Malach, B'nai Malach. The way we act always towards each other, Dav Zayin, always. Dav Zayin, I say. Chorus HaTorah, the Grace HaInyan. But Issa the Meltzer, one time, came to a Bar Mitzvah. To a Bar Mitzvah in Yerushalayim. Not a Chosh HaLid. I don't know what his title was, a Goyin, a Tzadik, or just Harab. Chosh HaLid. It was fast this year. This is Alman came, he lived on a top floor, no Shabbos elevator, the Kiddush on Shabbos for Bar Mitzvah. And he walked up to the top floor, schlepped up, he was already older in his older years, and he sat down the second he got there, just took a lot of breath. And they asked him, what's up? Is supposed to Shiva came to the Kiddush to schlep up all these flights of stairs, come he sent a message to someone, it's sort of been good enough. Said the Mazel Tov. So he said he ran into this person that's making the Bar Mitzvah. He ran into the father of the Bar Mitzvah boy, Erev Shabbos. And he said he doesn't want to be Mashiach. He's making a Bar Mitzvah this Shabbos. He saw he's making a Bar Mitzvah. He heard he's making a Bar Mitzvah. I think the story goes even he didn't. He just heard he's making a Bar Mitzvah. Maybe he saw the invitation. I'm not sure he ran into him. He heard he's making a Bar Mitzvah. And he said, ooh, wah, he's making a Bar Mitzvah. He remembers when he got married. Person already has a Bar Mitzvah bocher. And he chapped himself. He said, the years are going by. He said, I have to do tshuva. He said, I'm getting older. I have tshuva done. And he said, he had a course that told to this person from Ma'irin to do tshuva. He had to come to the Bar Mitzvah. This person doesn't even know that he was Ma'irin to do tshuva. Chaim Shmulevitz once showed up by a chuppah. Showed up by a chuppah of a boy, a bochur that learned in Chevron Yeshiva. Everybody knows Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a yeshiva near Yeshiva. What shaykhus did he have to this person? He came, mamish. In a taxi, got out, shows up with the chuppah. What's the yeshiva doing by the chuppah? He says, this boy, this bochur comes to my shmuz. He comes to the sichas shmuz that he used to give in Mir. He said, every person that comes to my shmuz gives me a koyach to say the shmuz. I'm not saying this for any reason. He gives me a karach to say the shmuz. He says he gives me koiches to give over the shmuz. Have a karach at toy. The chosim comes to my shmuz. How can I not come to the chuppah? But what's the inyan? Understand, people do you a favor if they have a karach at toy. What's this inyan over? The snake to go that right. Right that we see in the parasha. When Moshe Rabbeinu ran away to Midian, he ran into what was going on over there by the bear. Yitzchak's daughters when Moshe ran away to Midian he saw Yisra's daughters coming with the tzayin, and they had problems, there were issues with the shechinim over the neighbors. They didn't really like their father so much. The reason it wasn't over there with the Zohar anymore, it was looking for the Emes. So they were fighting with them, the Royim, the tzayin. It brought down that Yisra didn't even have, why were his daughters going? Because nobody would work for Yisra, nobody would take the sheep. A few avodim for him didn't want. So his daughters used to take the tzayin. Moshe Rabbeinu saved them from these shepherds that were giving them a hard time, the Royim, chased them away. And they came home early that day. Yisrael knows, usually they go, they have trouble, it takes them a while till they can get back. And they came to Yisrael, and Yisrael asked them, how did you make it so fast today? And they said back to him, Batoimano, Ish Mitzri Tzilonu Miyad HaRoyim. What's Pshat? Ish Mitzri Mitzilonu. This person, the Pasha Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is an Ish Mitzri. Yeah? The Torah is an Ish Mitzri. So he said, he came from the tribe, right? is brought down that Ish Mitzri really meant the Ish Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed in Mitzrayim, and that's why he had to run away to Midian, and that's why he was able to save Yisrael's daughters in Midian. Ish Mitzri, that Ish Mitzri, because he killed him, because that guy started up with the Hidden, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to kill him. If Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away, and therefore he was in Midian to save them. To that Ish Mitzri, he saved them. That Ish Mitzri was Shaykh. Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz says, so God will not cause it. And it's not just, guy does a favor. And it works. You should try it. Mice, it works. Sometimes when people come over to me, and you know, not always you're in the mood to deal with people, right? We're talking about people, that's a different shoe, dealing with people, but not always in the mood to deal with people, right? But it helps if you can think to yourself, oh, this guy's very nice to me, he did something for me one time. It helps, right? You're able to be nice to him, able to deal with him. But it's not just. Not only the pshat. Pshat is. As we know, the mice, and in the end of the day, we could be very forgiven. And let's take this whole akoras and throw it out the window. The Rebbeinu Shloim said, "You think you did something?" Eibishtich, the Amaimin, Anachum Maminim, Bnei Maminim. It's the Eibishtich. I don't owe you nothing. What do you say? You saved me. You did something for me. If it wasn't you, it come from somebody else. I don't need you for. It's not as I mentioned. There are people. And you for the Eibush the saves, the Eibush the gives. You gave me $1 million, the man shouldn't give me $1 million. And we see. And that's true. The mice in the end of the day, right. This guy's right. But the Eibush the, who has shkocha, picks that a certain shlich. Through those people, good came upon you. Every stopping point, as they say, right? Every time. The train gets a little bit closer, right? But every stop helps it get a little bit closer. Every stopping point on its way to you to do that good on you, it came from the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Shliach from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Through them, the Eibush is native on you. Each one of those stopping points. The Eibush wants that good should come upon you through them, so you should have a Kodesh HaToyv to them. That we should have a Kodesh HaToyv to these people. Ah, this guy, he didn't even mean me good. He wanted to kill that, this snake wanted to kill that guy. Because he killed that guy, help me. It's the Hashkoch from the Eibush. You don't have a Kodesh HaToyv to this person. Good came upon you through him. And everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shloim. He had Kavona, he didn't have Kavona. This is from the Eibush. Had a Meister in my house not long ago. One of my daughters came home. Says, she's upset a little bit. They had one of the older grades, 8th graders, I think, in her school. Came in, they did like a, how do you say, a project they had. They came in to teach the younger grades how to make napkins. So they had a set of fancy napkins, and the Shabbos table, like fancy napkins into different shapes and sizes. And one of the girls in the class, one of my daughter's friends, wasn't getting it, you know. So, you know, these kids, I mean, 12-year-old girl, 13-year-old, they have some patience for a little kid, she's not a teacher. So she made a comment, you know, what do you think? You know, something like that, you're not getting it? So the girls got a little insulted, and she came home, that's it. She doesn't want, she's a teacher, she doesn't want them coming to teach them anything, moves out, she's done with them. And she had what to say about these 8th graders. That Shabbos night, they came home and saw nice napkins set up on different shapes and sizes. I said, well, we did this. Oh, this is what you learned in the 8th graders? I said, well, you don't have a toy. You can't put a bed on them. You can't put a toy. She said, no, you didn't like that. You don't like that. I said, then don't do it. Then don't take what they taught you. If they taught you something you're going to use in life, you don't like them. That's your problem. But the Hakoros HaToyv still has to be. There's certain people that live with this. I was by a person, someone, once we went, they had a seder somewhere, and there was a guy that was making the seder's prayer for someone, said that he mentioned that his shver was nifter, and there was someone else there that knew his shver, but he had missed, either he didn't know, he just found out then, or he missed it. He found out late, but he wasn't able to come to Levi. And he was so upset, he said, right, the first thing that came out of his mouth, have a Kaisa Tev to Yeshua. He helped me one time with the Islamic people. It was the first thing on his mind. Kaisa Tev, so upset he missed the Levi. Kaisa Tev to this person. Nice. This is so you, in daily life, yeshiva's work everywhere, yoim, yoim. People are difficult. Let's face it, it's hard to get along with people, right? Roommates, the guy you sit next to in the lunchroom, right? The cook in yeshiva, when there are dame in yeshiva, people in charge of the office. The fact of the matter is most people in your life that annoy us, most people in life that annoy us also are doing good for us. If you think about it, they also do something that's at least good for us, right? And chavrus, the Rabbi Baruch used to tell a story in the Mir, how Rabbi Aaron Kotler once came to visit the Blazer Yehuda in the Mir. And there was a manal meshik, there was a the guy around the office, the administrator of the Mir Yeshiva, Poshetayit. He walked in to the Blazer Yehuda's room. Rabbi Aaron was there, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, yeah? Sarater, Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Jumped up from his seat, full height. He wasn't that tall, but his full height. Jumped up from his seat, Ramesh, for this person. Everybody around, looked around, was he standing? Chosh v'yid, but the man said, he's a manal in yeshiva. Ban said, of course, I'll take it. So we went chavrusa together, it's not okay. We went chavrusa together, chavrusa 100 years before that. Chavrusa together, it's not okay. It's not really wasn't the best chavrusa ever I ever had. People hold on to this for life. People do for good for you. You learn with chavrusa, he's helping you learn. The rabbi's saying shir to you, he's helping you learn. The guy in the office is guy annoying whatever, he's typing the dollars and then he's making papers for you. He's making the yeshiva run for you. There's a light bulb in your room because of him. The cook, makes food for you. It's his job. It's the beginning. It's his job. It's everybody's job. What is this? The Eibishter gave me food. He gives me food. The Eibishter gave me food. The Eibishter's giving me food through him. You have to, it's a hard avoider. You can talk about it for another hour, Maisa. We don't have time. I have a right. Oh, well, Maisa, it's an Indian we have to take into our lives a little bit, just a little bit to think about. A few minutes a day. Who am I mechuyev HaKoyosat? I know someone used to walk around with a notepad. He used to write down people that helped him in Shidduchim, people that helped him find seats in the mirror. Every year he used to write down that he should always have people that helped him in his life. He should know if you guys are Koyosat for these people. Doesn't mean you have to give up your life for these people. There's an Indian of course I'll tell you to these people. You have to go on to them. Be sensitive to them. If you can do something good for them, it's also good. Maybe she should help us. We should talk to me. Zoyche, to keep this.